Good morning, my friends. We're reading from Kenneth E. Hagin's Health Food Devotions for March 13th. Today's message is entitled, The Foundations for Healing, and the related scripture is Matthew 8, verse 17, that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Our faith is not founded on what man says, but on what God says. In Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, Matthew 8, 17, and 1 Peter 2, 24, God says that it is His will that we all be well. So don't question that healing is the will of God. I found again and again in my dealing with people that the majority of people are hung up on the issue of whether or not it's God's will to heal them. Even though they're speaking healing and want to be healed, they're not really sure if it's God's will. Something lurks in the back of their minds that was probably put there by religious teaching. Even though they may have seen others receive healing, they still aren't sure that healing is for them. And of course, the devil will do his best to talk them out of healing. If he can get them to listen to him, he can rob them of the blessings of God. He is the devil. From my experience of more than 65 years of dealing with people, I found that this is one of the main points that needs to be made with people. They must understand that healing is God's will. I've seen it again and again. As soon as people start believing that it is God's will to heal them, they are released from the wrong thinking, and in just a little while, they are healed. Until then, all prayers and laying on of hands seems to be in vain. The biggest part of the battle is won when people start believing that it is the will of God that they be well. Confession. It is not God's will that I be sick.
It is not God's will that I be sick.
It is God's will that I be well and whole.
It is God's will that I be well and whole.
Amen.
Amen.